Hey, welcome back to the third video of your free four-part detox video training series. Once again, I've made the audio file available to you if you'd rather listen on the go instead of just sitting there watching me. Just click on the link below to download the MP3 file. All right, let's get going with the third video because I've got a lot of information to cover. By the end of this video, you're going to know the answers to 9 frequently asked detox questions, including, what is a detox? Nathan Brummeyer with CrossFit Redux. We are on the third video of your free 4-part detox training video series. If you haven't yet watched the first 2 videos, I do recommend you check those out before watching this video. You'll find the links below. So let's get right to it. We've got a lot to cover. In this third video, I'm going to give you the answers to 9 frequently asked detox questions. If, after this video, you still have some questions, please feel free to ask me in the comments below. I'll respond to all comments and questions. So let's definitely get some chatter going on down there, all right? Start posting some comments. And don't forget to hit that like button as well. That's going to allow you to see all the latest tips and posts from our CrossFit Redux Facebook page. All right, so let's do this. The first question is a very basic one with a very complicated answer. So I'll try to explain it as best as I can. The question is, what is detoxification? I mean, we hear about detox all the time, but what is it really? Well, detoxification is something that just our body inherently does already. It's basically the body cleaning its own blood. This is done by removing impurities and toxins from the blood in the liver. And then the liver further processes the impurities and toxins, allowing them to be excreted from the body more easily. And that is why the liver is so important. But the body does also eliminate toxins through the kidneys, intestines, lungs, lymph, and skin. So it definitely is a whole body system. So when we talk about a detox program, we're talking about helping the body to do what it does naturally. A good detox program can help to reduce the stress load on our organs, assist the liver in eliminating the toxins, promoting elimination through the intestines, kidney, and skin, improving the circulation of blood and lymph, and finally, refueling the body with healthy nutrients. A good detox program should be a time of rest for the body and all of its systems. I like to make the analogy of the body being like a bathtub. When we start out, our bathtub is full. We have a full tank of energy and vitality. But every time you introduce a stress to the body, it's like drilling a hole in that bathtub. So with every stressor, you'll be leaking energy and vitality. But remember from the last video, stress can be mental, emotional, physical, or chemical. For example, if you're late to work and rushing around, that's drilling a small hole in the bathtub. If you're going through a divorce, that is a big hole. And both of those are mental, emotional stressors. A physical stressor could be chronic knee pain, constant tightness in your hips, or your spine being out of alignment, which is why I'm a fan of chiropractic care. A chemical stressor could be pesticides in your food, the fluoride in drinking water, or even something as simple as off-gassing from a new car or a new carpet. All of these stressors that you're exposed to are like drilling holes in your bathtub. You're losing energy and vitality every single day. And it's rare that we actually take the time or make the effort to fill the holes and refill our bathtub. So most people are living in a deficit, their energy and vitality constantly being drained. And eventually, it'll get so low that it can't keep you healthy anymore. And this is when you get sick. Every disease, every disorder, it's the same thing. It's all the same. I don't care whether it's cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, whatever. It's the same. It's stress. It's just whatever disease or disorder manifests is the weakest link. Your body is so broken down, so depleted of energy and vitality that it can't keep the chain together. So it breaks at the weakest link. For some, that weakest link may be cancer. For others, thyroid dysfunction. So in my mind, any kind of sickness, any kind of disease is simply a wake-up call. It's your body telling you that something's wrong. The problem is that so many people never answer that wake-up call, even something as simple as a cold or flu. They continue to fight through instead of giving the body what it needs to refill the bathtub. So a good detox program does just that. It refills your bathtub. And that's why I recommend doing it twice per year. More often if you have a disease, disorder, or if you get sick often. Okay, so getting back to our question, what is a detox? What goes on in the body? Well, as I mentioned already in the first two videos, most environmental toxins that we're exposed to are fat-soluble, meaning they dissolve only in fatty or oily solutions and not in water. And of course, our body is primarily water. So this makes these fat-soluble toxins very difficult to excrete. Therefore, to keep your body safe from these toxins, they get stored in your fat cells, and they can be stored for years. Now, they do get released when you start burning fat cells, usually when you're exercising, stressed out for one reason or another, or fasting, just like you would in a harsh detox program. Now, while these toxins are being released into your bloodstream, you may have such symptoms like headaches, brain fog, poor memory, stomach pain, nausea, fatigue, dizziness, and the list just keeps going. The toxins disrupt proper cellular function, resulting in those symptoms. So ideally, the liver is there to filter the blood and excrete the toxins, which would keep your symptoms to a minimum. So how does the liver do this? Well, the liver does this in two phases, aptly named phase one and phase two. During phase one, the liver converts the toxic chemical into a less harmful chemical. Now, there are a few things you need to be aware of about this phase one. First, this conversion of toxic chemicals into less harmful chemicals requires enzymes and cofactors. Now, cofactors are really just vitamins and minerals that your body requires to achieve these chemical reactions. And enzymes are simply proteins that are folded up in a certain configuration. Without enzymes or cofactors, this phase one process cannot occur. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that your body needs a constant supply of high-quality protein for the enzymes and high-quality nutrients for the cofactors in order to properly detoxify. So that is why I highly recommend a detox program that promotes high-quality food and utilizes high-quality supplementation and easy-to-digest protein. If you're not eating food or getting the necessary nutrients during a detox program, all you'll be doing is just releasing the toxins into your bloodstream, but your liver won't be able to eliminate them. The second thing you need to know about phase one is that these conversion reactions leave a lot of free radicals, and you definitely don't want free radicals floating around your body. You want those to be mopped up by antioxidants immediately. Yet another reason to choose a detox program that focuses on high quality food and supplements. Now, those of you that know me know that I'm not a huge fan of supplements. I always tell people to strive to get their nutritional needs met from food first, and then add in the supplements. So treat supplements as a supplement. Novel idea, right? So supplements, though, they can certainly have their place. And a detox program is one of those places. Now remember, I said that a good detox program should reduce the stress load on the organs and allow the organs to rest. That's exactly what supplements allow you to do. Okay, the last thing you need to be aware of about phase one is that there are things that can affect the effectiveness of the enzymes. Remember, these enzymes change the toxins into different, less harmful chemicals. This effect is a term you've probably heard of, drug-drug interactions. Now, that term may lead you to believe that the two or more medication drugs are interacting with each other, but that's not the case. What happens is one drug interferes with the detox enzymes in the liver, which then causes a change in the way the other drug is metabolized. For example, you might have heard that you want to avoid grapefruit juice or St. John's wort when taking certain medications. This is because both grapefruit juice and St. John's wort contain chemicals that inhibit the detox enzymes. And if these enzymes are inhibited, the medication won't be metabolized properly. Caffeine is another example that affects the detox enzymes. So for this reason, I highly recommend not consuming coffee or tea like black tea or green tea while doing a detox program. Herbal tea is okay because it's not caffeinated. Now, here's the story on alcohol. You've undoubtedly heard that you should never mix drugs and alcohol. The reason is because your body gives alcohol priority when it comes to detoxification. So your body wants to get rid of alcohol first. And if it's busy getting rid of alcohol, it has a hard time getting rid of other things. For example, if you take ibuprofen with alcohol, it's like taking a double dose or even a triple dose of the ibuprofen. While your liver is busy getting rid of the alcohol, it just lets the ibuprofen go, cycling through your body two or three more times before your liver is free to metabolize it. One last fun example. You may have heard about strong coffee helping to relieve a hangover. Well, this one is actually true. Caffeine, of course, stimulates adrenaline release, which helps the hangover symptoms. And of course, alcohol inhibits the metabolism of caffeine. So if you have any alcohol present, the caffeine will be metabolized at a slower rate. Basically, if you have a double shot of espresso with alcohol, it'll be like taking a quadruple shot. Okay, so after phase one detoxification, the body still needs to get rid of these new, less harmful chemicals that result from changing the toxin. And this is what happens in phase two. I briefly mentioned phase two in the second video. This is when other water-soluble compounds are added to the toxin in order to make the toxin more water-soluble and thus easier to excrete, since, of course, all of our excretory processes are water-based. Urine, feces, sweat, and respiration. There are several different pathways for phase two detoxification. One of which I mentioned is in the second video is the glucuronidation pathway. This attaches glucuronic acid, a very water-soluble compound, to different toxins and waste products. Used up forms of estrogen and thyroid hormone are removed this way, so it is excellent for hormone balance. And remember that kombucha, the fermented tea I talked about, is an excellent source of glucuronic acid. A second pathway uses sulfur, so sulfur-containing foods and supplements are essential for phase two detoxification. Foods like the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower are examples. Raw garlic, onions, leeks, and shallots are all good sources of natural sulfur compounds as well. Also, raw or lightly cooked eggs are good sources. But notice that I said only raw or lightly cooked for those vegetables and the eggs. These sulfur-containing compounds are pretty fragile and do break down fairly easily with heat. So if you're cooking with these foods a lot, you want to get the detoxification benefits from them by keeping them lightly cooked. With the raw eggs, just add them to a shake. You won't even know that they're there. Just make sure they are high-quality organic eggs. Well, I think that's it. That was a long answer to that question, what is detox? But it once again proves how amazing and how complex the body is. So with that, let's get to the second question. I'm already fairly healthy. Do I need to detox? The short answer, which you're probably looking forward to after that long answer, is yes. Everyone needs to detoxify. Your health should only determine how often you detoxify throughout the year. Remember my bathtub analogy. Whether you're healthy or not, life is still beating you down and drilling holes in your bathtub. You need to fill those holes and replenish your energy and vitality. A good detox program does that for you. It allows the time and rest that you need to replenish your reserves. So how healthy you are should only determine how often you go through a detox program. If you're already fairly healthy, I recommend twice per year. If you do have certain issues or symptoms like those I mentioned in the first video, you would want to go through a detox more often throughout the year. Keep in mind, though, that good detox programs allow your body to replenish its energy and vitality. They are very easy on the body. Most detox programs, however, are very harsh and simply help you to release the toxins into your bloodstream while you lose weight. But they don't help with the elimination part. Only the release of toxins into your blood. Okay, next question. See, we're moving right along here, aren't we? Okay, can I lose weight doing a detox? Most definitely you can, but it's not for certain that you will. Again, With most harsh detox programs, you most likely will lose weight because they focus only on removing the toxins from the fat cells. And there is no emphasis placed on the two phases of detox in the liver. So if the proper nutrients and protein are not supplied by the program, your body will get it from somewhere, namely your own muscle and organs. Your body needs enzymes to detoxify. Enzymes are protein, and your body cannot store protein. So if your body needs protein because you're not eating during your detox, it gets it from your muscle and your organs and your immune system. Voila, there is your weight loss. You will lose a little bit of fat, but a lot of muscle. With good detox programs, however, you may not lose weight, but you will most likely lose fat. The toxins are released into your blood as the fat gets used. And because you're supplying the body with nutrients, fats, and proteins, your muscles and organs are spared. And of course, as we all know, muscle weighs more than fat. So it may not show up on the scale, but may show up with looser clothing and looking better in the mirror. The scale is the worst indication of health. It's just the easiest indication, so that's what most doctors use. Many people that I start working with feel better, look better, and have clothes that fit looser. But then they weigh themselves, and it's not showing the number that they wanted. So they get upset, and they get frustrated. In other words, they let a stupid piece of plastic dictate how they feel. Do yourself a favor and throw away the scale. It doesn't tell you anything about what's truly going on in your body. All right, next question. How will I feel going through a detox? And this can be one of the most aggravating questions for people because not everyone feels the same. A lot of times your friend may tell you that you need to try a particular program or supplement or something like that because they felt so good on it. And then you try it and you feel like garbage. Well, guess what? Everyone is different. We are all different on the outside. Why in the world do we think that we're all the same on the inside? We all have a unique biochemical makeup, and we all have had different experiences in our past, and we all are exposed to different stressors every single day. So I can't tell you exactly how you're going to feel. Some people feel great instantly, and others take a few days or even weeks to feel better. Now, some people do experience the detox flu that I mentioned in the last video. It's basically where your body is releasing toxins, but not eliminating them as quickly as they're being released. So the toxins are causing symptoms. This happens more often with a harsh detox program. A gentle detox can keep those symptoms to a minimum. More often than not, I'll tell people experiencing the detox flu to just push through it. It usually only lasts a few days. However, if the symptoms are really bad, you'll want to ease up a little bit on the detox program. And when you start to feel better, begin to get back into it slowly. Bottom line, you just have to listen to your body and understand what it's trying to tell you. Everybody's different. Okay, the next question is a very important one. Will I be hungry doing a detox program? The answer that I'll give to you is that you might be hungry, but you shouldn't be hungry. If you're doing the detox correctly, you should never be hungry. You know, if you're living your life correctly, you should never be overly hungry, starving, or have any cravings whatsoever. Remember that a detox should not be a fast. You still need calories and nutrients to effectively detoxify the body the way I described in the answer to the first question. If, however, you find yourself hungry on a detox program, I can almost guarantee you that you are not eating enough fat. Fat is what satiates you. Stop worrying about eating too much fat and eat more fat. So many people come up to me and tell me that they're afraid they're eating too much fat. I get it. I understand. I get where that fear comes from. But it is unfounded. Eat more fat. If you're hungry, drink more water and eat more fat. Detox programs should not be a calorie-restrictive program or a fast. You need those calories and nutrients to detoxify. Okay, the next question I really like. Will I be pooping all day? That's a great question. If you decide to do a harsh detox program, then yes, you'll be pooping all day. That's what those cleanses are all about. They merely flush out the intestines, but don't do anything for detoxification. With a gentle detox program, you won't really be pooping much more often unless you're currently constipated. You should be going once or twice a day and at consistent times every day. If you're not, you're constipated, and a detox would be a great idea for you. Now, you may not be pooping more, but you should definitely become more regular. And even though you may not be pooping more, you should definitely need to make more frequent trips to the bathroom. Meaning, you should be drinking a lot of water. You should be drinking half of your weight in ounces every single day. For example, a 200-pound man should be drinking at least 100 ounces of water. And with each cup being 8 ounces, that's a little over 12 cups per day. Ideally though, during a detox, you should aim for more about a gallon a day, especially while detoxing. So that's 16 cups a day that you should be shooting for. That's a lot of trips to the bathroom, but it is worth it in the long run. Okay, next question. Can I still exercise while detoxifying? Definitely. It's actually recommended. I know I've been talking a lot about letting the body rest and recover while detoxifying, and that is true. But you also need that daily movement I was talking about in the previous video, especially when I was talking about the lymph system. The lymph system is our sewage system, but it doesn't have a pump to circulate the lymph. It relies on muscle contraction to circulate the lymph. So exercise and daily movement is a must. Whatever you do is up to you. Just move every single day. The next question I get is a very practical question. Detoxing sounds like a pain in the butt. How hard and time-consuming is it to do? Can I still do this if I don't have time to cook? Now, the way I see it, there are two parts to this question. One is obviously dependent on the particular detox program you decide to try, but the other is dependent on your frame of mind going into it. If you don't prepare yourself for a lifestyle change, it may be hard and it may be time-consuming. But if you block out a couple of weeks and be determined to focus on you, it should be a breeze. It's just what you're mentally preparing yourself for. Now, that being said, the detox program itself should make your life easier, not more difficult. Plus, it shouldn't contain recipes that you will A, never use, and B, never have time to make. I've done programs in the past that tell you exactly what to make for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But unfortunately, it failed to specify that each recipe required me to be in the kitchen for 30 minutes or so. Not a problem for dinner, but for breakfast and lunch, it just wasn't practical. Now, I'm a big fan of shakes for detox programs. You can get plenty of nutrients and enough calories in a shake that you can make at home, in the office, or on the go. So, for my program that's releasing for you in a couple days, you'll get a good amount of shake recipes as well as examples of breakfast, lunch, and dinner that are quick and convenient. Look, I'm just as busy as everyone else. If eating this way was inconvenient, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Eating healthy has to be quick and convenient for me. Okay, last question. How do I know what detox program is right? Now, I've been talking a lot, especially in this video, about different detox programs. You know, harsh programs versus easy programs. To me, harsh programs are the programs that focus on cleansing and fasting. These will release toxins, but do nothing to help eliminate toxins because the focus is not on the different phases of liver detoxification. Also, by focusing on cleansing and fasting, all you're really doing is adding yet another stressor to a body that is already stressed with the countless number of toxins in your system. So, you want to take a look for a program that focuses on, first, the two phases of liver detoxification, and second, on providing the necessary nutrients for the detox, and third, on allowing the body to rest and recover. I honestly believe that we should be helping the body to detoxify every single day. Everyday detox is what I call it. It's certain lifestyle habits that you continue after your detox program is over. I mean, you don't have to be as strict with your dietary habits or anything like that. I'm just talking about the little minor habits that become part of your daily routine. And this makes your biannual detox program that much more effective. So, with all that being said, I've got something very cool for the people that want to take this to the next level. For the people that are ready to go more in depth with this training, my own detox program is going to be made available to you in a couple of days. So keep an eye out. But in the meantime, I really want to encourage you to like and comment below. I'll respond to all comments and questions, but most importantly, I ask you to share this with just one person you think could benefit. What a difference it could make in their life. Simply click below to share. All right, so that's it for now. Be on the lookout in your inbox for the last video that comes out in a couple of days, and I will see you then.